I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. One-third of American children are overweight or obese. That puts them at increased risk for diabetes, heart disease, and other illnesses. The problem is so acute in this country that British chef Jamie Oliver came all the way over here to do something about it. Oliver's ABC TV series follows him to the town that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention labeled America's unhealthiest community, Huntington, West Virginia. What Oliver finds in Huntington's elementary school cafeteria is not encouraging, but he warns that the food your kids eat in school is probably no better.
If you're remotely offended by pizza for breakfast and flavoured milks, let alone the constant rolling out of low-quality nuggets, corn dogs, etc., you know, the usual stuff, basically junk food, it's gonna be in a state or an area near you. So don't go thinking Huntington's the only... You know, Huntington, let's make it clear, Huntington's food service, as far as America's normal food service is concerned, is at the best. It's probably worse in your area where you live.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, go and ask, and that can't hurt.
But you are essentially fighting fast food. I mean, and that's a whole global international construct, isn't it?
I know that. And I know that, you know, these brands have more resource, more power, more cash than even government. But ultimately, the people that really can make change in the country, any country, is always the people. Because where the people choose to spend their money and how they choose to spend their money, governments will follow and businesses will follow. And really, that's why, you know, I wanted to get this story told to as many people as possible. Because, you know, without doubt, what's happened over the last 40 years, which is identical to in England. So don't go thinking I'm coming over here knowing better, because I've got the same issue. You know, we're the most unhealthy country in Europe. Stuff's happened in the last 40 years. We've gone from largely fresh local food to nearly all processed foods. I mean, even dressings, even milk isn't safe.
So has there been a change in the UK in the last 10 years toward kind of a healthier life?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the last 7 years, and I can, you know, proudly say that I was massively involved in that. You know, 5 one-hour documentaries that I filmed generated $1 million out of the British government and a change of policy and a new standards. But, you know, it's a big job, you know, and we're in transition at the moment. But undoubtedly, you know, McDonald's in the UK is totally different than yours over here. They're doing fairly radical things, can you believe it?
Like what?
Potato chip. Well, 100% organic milk, free-range eggs, more salad than anyone else in the high street. You know, it's not the same company as 10 years ago. And their next 10 years looks to be very different yet again. And then, of course, you know, when you get one big retailer starting to care, others follow because it's commercial. So, like, I don't think I can change the world here. Really, what I want the program to do is make parents outraged and make them sad and angry and empowered to have an opinion and to talk about it with their other parents when they drop their kids off. And just that alone can create the kind of paranoia that's really good paranoia, the kind of paranoia that makes junk food manufacturers and fast food manufacturers start to clean up their act.
You know, Chef Alice Waters of the acclaimed Berkeley restaurant Chez Panisse has tried working with school cafeterias and school gardens in Berkeley, California. Now Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, is undertaking a similar task. What are you bringing to the mix?
Well, I'm much of the same, really. I mean, I like to get my hands dirty, and currently we're working in Huntington and rolling out this change into every single school. At the same time, we've built a kitchen and gym in the largest community church. We have the community kitchen where anyone can go and have free cooking lessons. So just getting back to the basics. And the basics for me really are really simple. I don't want everyone to be chefs. But what I do know is if you can teach people a few recipes, just a few, 2, 3, or 4, then all of a sudden you've got choices. The minute that you can't cook or you don't cook anything, you've got no choices apart from what's on offer. And what is on offer is undoubtedly and fairly undebatably the reason that health has got to the level that it has.
So Italy is a place whose food you know quite well. We think of Italy as a home to the slow food movement and really good food. What are school lunches like in Italy? Is it trending to the good or the bad right now?
Well, it's Italian law to have organic olive oil and tomatoes and mozzarella.
And they have to abide by that in the schools?
Yeah, it's law. But they generally cook fresh food on site with local girls. And I've eaten many Italian school lunches, and they're probably the best I've had so far, along with Finland. But, you know, what I'm asking for and trying to kind of sell, really, in the show isn't very much, really. I mean, you know, my message is fairly simple. Local cooks, local food, And it's not, I don't want them cooking hippie food. It's just proper food.
Do you have a favorite guilty American meal indulgence?
Well, of course, the burger is a beautiful, fine thing that I love to bits. And again, it's kind of become the icon of junk. But actually, it's not. It's just a patty. But the problem is what's in it and how healthful is that going to be for you. So, you know, look, everything can be fine if it's done the right way.
Jamie Oliver's new TV series is Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. Jamie Oliver, really good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. All the best.